Hi, I'm Anita, and this is Intimacy Because It's More Than Just Sex. I know it's Mother's Day, but I don't really feel comfortable doing a Mother's Day episode. I actually have two moms, both my moms. One's alive, one's deceased, so I may sometime down the road do an episode about moms, but it won't be today. Today's episode will actually be about a guy friend. I know it's crazy as I, but it's weird because I actually talked to him about my real mom yesterday, and I'm like, he would make such a great topic. So his real name, I'm going to call him Elliot because he reminds me of the lead singer of Blessed Union of Soul. He really, yes, and the lead singer is a black guy, and Elliot, the guy friend of mine, is also black, and he just, anyway, he and I have a very weird and crazy relationship. Platonic, has went to the Friends with Benefits. I don't know if it's still active. We occasionally make a sex joke to each other, so it's like, really, we understand each other. You see me naked, I see you naked, we're good. And he has a significant other. Her and I even joked about, you have had a friendship level with where you can be like, yeah, he's your problem, not mine, please hit him. It also crossed over when I went bra shopping, and he knows he's the only guy I know. I'm the only guy who knows my bra size. And I know we are totally platonic. When I called him after getting measured, he told his significant other, and he was like, oh, yeah, she doesn't think you look. And I'm like, you jackass. Yes, I can call him a jackass. We've been friends for years. It's no big, oh, my gosh, how can you say that, blah, blah, blah. We just have a clear relationship. We will not cross that line. We're good the way we are. I think it's also because we're polar opposites on the zodiac scale. So I'm a Pisces. He's a Virgo. So he balances me whenever I'm pissed off or upset or wanting to cry like yesterday. And then he turns around. He's like, you still haven't sent me a picture of you. I'm like, dude, no, you're not seeing. He's been sending me emails about it for years. I'm like, oh my. And yes, the significant other, no. But that's a whole other topic. And I respect their relationship. I am not a homewrecking slut. Anyway, so I guess if I could describe it, it would be almost like Morgan and Garcia, only we slept together. Like, in the biblical sleeping together, not in the I was drunk sleeping, so you had to hold my head back or turn me on my side so I wouldn't choke. We have the, didn't change anything. Oddly enough, I guess because there was such a great friendship there, so it's like, okay, this doesn't change anything. It didn't. It was like, you're in town, I'm upset because of what the guy I was dating did, and you were there. That's what happened. You were there. And there have been times when he and I have been alone, the most he's done is like kiss me on the forehead and be like, good night, dear. It's like, okay, totally cool. So I am wondering if there are any listeners who also have a similar kind of friendship. If you'd like to call in, the number is 213-943-3495, and this is Intimacy Because It's More Than Just Sex, and I'm Anita. The history, Elliot and I met after college, and we clicked, not in the, oh my gosh, let's date, but it was, I can talk to you about anything. You can talk to me about anything. And he used to have a girlfriend. And yes, he does know about the show. He did get mad. He also got mad when I called him a dick in class. And I'm like, it's a compliment. Like, really? I don't have to be drunk with a vagina full of Novocaine to sleep with you. Why are you insulted? He got insulted. This was like a little over a month ago when I told him that. I also told him he would be the topic of the show. I will let him know so he can listen to the show. He's probably going to be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he's going to text me and say something stupid. And I'm like, you knew you were going to be a topic. If you didn't want me to be a, if you didn't want to be a topic on my show, you could have told me no. We have reached this level of you can tell me no. Really. So we have discussed cars, my relationship issue, his relationship issue. And I do have a limit on that because I'm like, I know you're significant. No. No, 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 no. You are not allowed to complain to me about that is crossing a line. No, 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 no. He has had girlfriends. I have called him in bed with a, and I was like, oh, well, tell, because I thought it was significant. He was like, no, this is someone. I'm like, okay, you know, I mean, what am I supposed to say? I'm a time zone away. So I'm just like, I will call you back. And then he turned around and he's like, I still want a picture of your boobs. I'm like, you see my boobs. And he's like, yeah, but I haven't seen them in Houston. I'm like, really? They're boobs. I mean, come on. So, yes, they have. And I have made jokes about his penis. I can, you know, you cross, you know, for instance, you can get away with that. And, like, not just the sexual jokes, but he can, I have called him for car advice multiple times because he repairs cars. And he's also a bit of an introvert. And I found that out from reading a book. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this book totally describes him. I wonder if it made me also wonder if I'm a centrovert or a borderline introvert or whatever, but we get along really well. And I don't regret the fact that I think at the time when we did sleep together, fuck, whatever, I felt awkward, but looking back, it's like, this is funny. There wasn't an awkwardness of, oh my gosh, I slept with one of my friends, blah, blah, blah. It was like, you snore. Like, that was the thing. I was like, I knew. I did ask the significant, you know, but that's a whole other story, and everybody was perfectly cool. It happened. He was in town. And that was just the most awkward thing was, but after that, I was like, you snore. Like, yeah, I can't get, I shouldn't be surprised and that's a very odd thing to say about someone when looking at it on paper. But if there are any listeners who have any close guy friends, even if they never went to Friends with Benefits route or they did you stay friends? Did you not stay friends? Did you realize, you know what? The idea of being, of having sex with you was better in my head, you're a lousy fuck. Would you ever cross that line? Or is it just like, you know what? The idea of being with you that way truly disgusts me to the point where I would have to be drunk and also maybe popping some pills. And a vagina full of Novocaine always helps because you can't feel it. And it's not, you know, it's not drugs. It might be subconsciously there, but it's not traumatic. And totally a tangent thing to say, but sometimes there are those guy friends you can be really close to, and it's like, I just can't go that route. I don't want to go that route. And the opposite end of Elliot, I have another guy friend who I've been, who he's a really great guy. Like, well, both of them are great guys, but the other guy is, I've known him way longer. So I'm like, I can't think of you like that. On paper, tall, dark, handsome, blah, 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 but it's like, every time I think of it, I want to hurl. And if someone told me that, it's like, ew, no, not him. I'm not blind, but ew, incest, ew, icky, bad. But in the case of Elliot, If you have any friends like him, you are more than welcome to call the number, with the guest call-in number, which is 213-943-3495. And also, I would like to apologize for starting my show 30 seconds late. I don't know if anyone noticed or, you know, that 30 seconds, which is really petrifying, and I did go to school for radio and television. I ended up clicking the phone off because I called twice earlier, but anyway, enough about that. Let's see, the whole thing with Elliot, right? He's a good guy friend. I mean, he's just, minus the dirty, and bad that I can make a dirty joke to him and he will say something bad. But do you just have that one guy friend? Because, I mean, even though Elliot's could be girls, but, you know, it's like, you know, we're just really close. We can joke around and be friends and be great. And this is what works. You know, we can cry, argue. You're very dry. You're very direct. You're the one person I can go to when I have problems. And believe me, I have, you know, every now and then you go through that phase where it's a lot of problems and be perfectly fine. Nothing changes, nothing awkward. And another question is, would any of you listeners actually cross that line with a guy friend and sleep with him? Or a female friend who's in the box, you know, that nice little mental box so you can deal with the people. Very Machiavellian. But once you have someone in that box, would you ever open that box? And would opening that box turn it into Pandora's box? So it's like, oh my gosh. You know, it'll turn into go from friends to like Mary J. Blige is 7 days. It's like, how do I act? What do I do? What do I say? Does this mean we're a couple? Do we're not a couple? Do I expect you to call? Blah, blah, blah. Will he send me a text? Does he send me a Valentine's Day gift? Will she think it's, yeah, those are the questions you sometimes get when you sleep with a friend. And, well, when you have sex with a friend, whether drunk or sober, it's like, oh, my gosh, will this change anything? And does it have to change anything? And why should it change anything? I mean, not being irresponsible with sex, but why should that change your friendship if you have a stable friendship with this person? I just got the 90-second pump. Why should that change it if there was a stable friendship to begin with? Do you expect to be a couple? Does that person have traits that you want in a couple? He has traits, but I don't, Elliot has traits I would want, but I wouldn't want him. It's awkward, because it's like, and he's even made a joke, and I'm like, we got mad. I'm like, really, don't make those jokes. I respect your relationship. Odd to say, but I truly respect his relationship. And the girlfriend, I'm like, we're in a box. We're both in two boxes in each other's heads. I think about it. I do want to make a dirty joke about him being in my box. Yeah, that's the kind of, and I did make that joke. And if I made that joke to him after the show, he would be like, you're just bluffing on the air. Shut up. And I would be like, you're not even here anyway, so whatever. Nobody cares. But it's just good. Some people may not want to cross that line, and that is a perfectly fine thing. And my show is almost over. Thank you for listening, and it's amazing what blabbing about a personal adventure, which makes it so much more interesting. Anyway, I'm Anita, and this is my show, Intimacy, because it's more than just sex. And I hope you have a wonderful evening. Thank you.